Anyhow, so kind of getting back to the patient, so that's great. The patient had a response. What was the next step?
It's an interesting chain of events that happened at this point. He finished the frontline treatment. We were very happy. He was very happy. The disease on imaging has very limited disease left. So we, at the time, we decided to not do anything or do early second line treatment with pemetrexate or bevacizumab. So he went to MD Anderson, get a second opinion on this, had a nice visit, and they were screening him for some clinical trials, also offered a second look at his histology. I have all the original biopsy slides shipped over. So in this process, he came back. On the way there, he started to notice a slight balance issue, also noticed a left abdomen and left thigh numbness of the skin. He didn't mention it at the time because he was feeling great otherwise. So he did not mention those symptoms at his visit at MD Anderson. He came back, two things happened. MD Anderson reviewed original slides, felt like there was a weak stain on synaptophysin. The original pathologist looked at that, felt like it was a negative stain and treated as a non-small cell histology. But MD Anderson reviewed it, felt like actually that point them towards a poorly differentiated neuroendocrine tumor. So that's a slight change in the histology. Well, slight. It is a change in his histology. We were talking about what to do about this new information. Then second, at the end of the interview, he mentioned these complaints. And we did a physical exam. It definitely raised concern for CNS and spinal metastases. So we went ahead, had MR scan of his brain and MR scan of his spine. So at this time, we found out he had a small cerebellum metastases, and also he had a T3 cord metastases. So he still felt great, and you know, his profound status was very good, other than these neurological complaints. So of course, that pushed all the other discussions about histology, about what to do next, into the back burner. So we went ahead, sent him to radiation oncology. And my experience with patients with cord metastases, that they don't do well and it significantly impact their prognosis. So we were pushing the agenda a little bit. So I actually offered him concurrent immune therapy. So we started him on nivolumab at the same time. And at this juncture, he was doing the radiation. And so he actually went to Sarah Cannon, had a third opinion on this situation, and taking into consideration of all the new findings of brain and core metastases. So at the moment, actually, he's being screened and ready to start a clinical trial at this point.
So what kind of clinical trial is he going to go on?
So on his foundation testing, he had three mutations. It seemed to fit this small molecule that was used in this trial that targeting all three mutations. And the investigator felt like it's a perfect fit. So he has not started trial yet. He's ready to have a restaging scan for trial purposes in the next 2-3 days. Yeah.
So what's your working diagnosis at this point in terms of the histology, Yan?
Well, so that's one question, you know, I was trying to get a second opinion on today too. When I was treating him, I was thinking this is definitely the right histology for carboplatin and nab-paclitaxel, just because the wonderful response he got. And because the initial ambiguity histology, I sent it out for cancer ID on the biopsy sample, and that came back actually 90% confident is adenocarcinoma histology. And that came back about 2 cycles into treatment. My experience with cancer, not perfect testing, but between small cell neuroendocrine and adeno, they usually has been pretty good at distinguishing. So that boosts my confidence moving on. So felt like I'm pretty good. This is so I'm a little slightly confused actually, because I wasn't sure that this is a difference in opinion in pathologist, because the pathologist original did a biopsy, knew the synaptophysin stain. They look at it, they interpret it as a negative. So it wasn't a new stain obtained in MD Anderson. It was a different interpretation of the same slides.
So interesting.
So I'm puzzled. But to me, there are overlapping regimens between small cell and adeno. We can definitely pick some overlapping regimens in the future. But then, of course, the trial right now is inserted. So that changed our consideration a little bit.